This is Colourful Radio.
And it's that time. It's 12 after 4. I've got to say a big welcome to Mr. Eric Robeson in the house here at Colourful Radio. Ero, welcome, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here and meet you as well, man. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And, well, we've been bashing this album, Something Chronic, over the last, since we got the sampler and then the full album's come through. Congratulations on
thank
this new
you.
Album, man. I mean, seriously, this is a brand new CD for Dome Records here in the UK.
Yeah.
It's called Music Fan First, and I don't know where to start because every single cut on this album is just heavyweight. So I'm going to play something, but you start me off. You choose something from the album because I don't know where to start with it.
Let's start with the first single, Bad For Me, which was produced by Colin Emmanuel from the UK.
This is Colourful Radio.
This girl is bad for me. Somebody you know?
Well, yeah.
Personal
yeah.
experience?
Well, you know, it was inspired by a statement a friend of mine said once. They said they were in a new relationship and couldn't afford to run into the wrong person. So it inspired that, and it kind of stuck in the back of my head, and so decided to write about it.
And you produced that with C-Swing, our boy C-Swing.
Yeah, man.
Colin Emmanuel, who's been around on this scene for a while, and he's always been one of the more interesting producers, putting out some real soulful beats. I mean, how did you guys hook up?
We were in his studio, I think, doing an interview that was set up, and just while sitting there, we struck up a conversation. And while talking, I said, "Well, what do you do?" You know, he said, "I do music." Yeah, at that point, I didn't know it was this discography or anything of that nature. And then we just struck up a friendship in an email conversation where he would send me songs. And I really think we're gonna do a lot of work in the future because he sent me some amazing tracks. And he's a phenomenal producer and musician. So he's a good guy, man. I was glad to add him on board to the team.
I'm loving the title of the album, Music Fan First. It suggests you're a bit of a soldier for music, you know.
Indeed.
In an industry that seems to have lost its way a little bit when it comes to soulful music or R&B. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I listen to the radio now, sometimes I despair at what I hear out there.
Yeah.
And then it's pushed artists like you slowly deeper into the underground.
Yeah.
And but you're keeping it really real down there, you know, really soulful. I loved the whole concept of the album, putting the music fans that you have, all their pictures across. It's like 30 pages or something of the booklet.
Yeah, 28, I believe. Yeah, it was a lot, but I was really appreciative of everybody sending the pictures in. We gave them a deadline, and to this day, people are still sending pictures in.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going to send mine in tomorrow.
Hey, why not? You know, and I'm probably going to use it. We're redesigning a new website now, and what I'm thinking about is probably making it where the entire backdrop of all the pages are made up of the pictures of the fans, and just continuing on with that. You know,
there's everyone from cute babies to Dilla's on there with his NPC or whatever under his arm. I mean, Music Fan First really speaks for a lot of us, you know, and you're pictured on the album there with your Minnie Riperton under your arm and your headphones on, standing, saluting like a soldier almost, you know.
Right.
Tell me about the whole concept for this. What are you trying to say about music and about Ero?
Well, you know, for me, it's a lot. It's a state of mind. And with, you know, I've been a producer now. I've been a songwriter. You know, we tour half the year and all stuff of the nature. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a music fan, first of all, you know, of everything. So with all of it, you can sometimes get a little sidetracked from what you enjoy. Music has literally been my ally, my best friend, and my soundtrack through my entire life. So, you know, I'm really just at a point now where more than ever I need a good song to make me smile. I need that song to really play in the car, or you know, just find different things, or just even pull up an old Stevie or Minnie Riperton record and just kind of reminisce, but use it, you know, for what I love. So my whole approach to this album was really like to mesh genres together that are of things that I grew up listening and loving and just had a good time doing it.
Put you in that place when you put on a certain song.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we put on a song, we can smell how it was back then.
Yes.
I put on a song like a Willie Bobo song or something, and I can smell the inner sleeve of an album that I bought
in
1978 because I was there and I lived that moment. You know,
that's beautiful.
Is that how it is for you? Really, are you that much of a fan?
Yeah. And you almost can timestamp certain moments by the song. I can tell you the song that was playing when I had my first kiss, and it was Keith Sweat, Make It Last Forever. I remember the day like it was yesterday. You know, it was a mixtape, so much so, a mixtape of Keith Sweat and New Edition. And when I kissed her, the Keith Sweat song was on. I knew it. You know, I mean, and just so you can name certain songs, I can just tell you where I was when I first heard the song. You know, so it's always a beautiful moment. Like they said, you could smell the sleeve.
The moment
that's like that just shows how powerful it really is, you know.
Yeah, and that's a moment that's kind of lost on the digital downloading world.
Yeah, you know, technology is different. I had a conversation with another artist the other day about this, and I said we have to find new ways to meet them and try to find a new way to present that part of the culture that we enjoy. Because reading the album, listening to the album, reading the credits and finding out who played bass and what the bio was, that was so much to me, you know. And you know, we're pulling that with 28 pages of this artwork, but at the same time, for people who download it, we want to have something for them too. So I think we're trying to, you know, maybe present it on a website or something.
But it is tremendous, the whole booklet. It reminds me of, you know, it reminds me of when I went out and bought All in All by Earth, Wind & Fire all those years ago. I kind of fascinated by the cover, the pictures, the characters in there.
Right.
Or the Brothers Johnson, they had these little photos on the back of their album. And it really took me back there, the whole concept of the album. And I looked at your blog, BlueArrowSoul.blogspot.com. That's kind of like where you've got a control of how you put your message out there.
And right.
You've done this amazing blog in the lead up to the launch of the album. And you've got like the whole fam sitting around the table. And you're signing albums like you got almost need a Terminator arm.
Yeah, right. It was amazing. It was an amazing day, man. We had my mother and my wife cooked tremendous amounts of food, and I had my little nephews. I was saying I hope that that Oprah didn't come in this shut the sweatshop down, because I had my little 3-year-old nephew with a CD opener, and all of them were just, everyone helped out, and we signed a ton of CDs that day. I spent the whole day doing it, and it was really fun. But you know, just showing appreciation to the music fans as well.
And how is your signing on? Because we got some CDs to give away.
I'm good, man. I think it's in shape. Yeah,
cool, you know. Cool. All right, let's get back to the music for a minute here. I'm going to play this one because this for me is the killer cut.
This is Colourful Radio.
That's what I'm talking about, Ero. That song is just incredible.
Appreciate it.
Borrow You from the album called Music Fan First. I mean, like I said, I don't know where to start with this. This is, for me, on complete repeat play everywhere I go. And everyone around me wants a copy. They're all going to have to try and win them.
I hear that.
But yeah, let's talk about some of the collabs you've got on the album.
Sure.
Layla Hathaway, the daughter of the great Donny, of course.
Yes.
She's been doing her thing for many a year. And she's always kept it really soulful. I mean, you guys have known each other for a while?
For a couple of years now. We've done a couple of shows together and got a chance to really know each other. You know, at one point, I was just a complete starstruck fan and just couldn't even... You know, I met her when I was 19 years old at a party in California, and I just couldn't even... I was like, through the whole time of the conversation. Luckily, she doesn't remember that. I'm glad.
Yeah.
But it was great. I just called her up one day and just said, I have this song I could hear her voice on. And it was my sheepishly way of asking her to do a duet. And she took it. She said, well, let me send it to me. And then from that point on, she went ahead and booked the studio time and everything. And before then, she called me like, all right, I'm sending it back to you. I was like, oh, okay, that's great. So she's a great person, man. One of the funniest people I know, too. She really could do stand-up just as much as she could do, singing.
Did you get to talk to her about Dad?
You know, it's an interesting place.
Being a fan of music.
But you know, I have a thing I do called the Fab Five. And we release one about every month or every couple of weeks. And with her, I did her Fab Five of favorite songs of her father's. So you can get it. The great thing about it is that... is that she usually travels with her mother, and if you sit around her mother long enough, her mother would just spill the beans. Like, her mother would just tell you everything. the other great thing was I went to Howard University, and Donny Hathaway went to Howard University as well as Roberta Flack, and I had the same English teacher as Donny and Roberta Flack.
No
so
way.
The whole time, I don't think she taught me anything about English. At least my grade was, you know, if I do this work, you'll at least tell me another Donny story. And she used to tell me how he was as a student. She remembered him well. She remembered going to his concerts and everything. You know,
what amazing synergy for you to be there for that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You're walking down hallways that great people, you know, had walked down. You know, funny, we mentioned during the break, Chris Daddy Dave, who's also a Howard student who came in the year I did.
Yeah, he's a drummer who was with Mint Condition, and now he's playing with the virtuoso young pianist Robert Glasper.
Right, right.
who you mentioned to me. Because again, there's this kind of Dilla, J Dilla thing down the middle of, of what we're all feeling here.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw Mint Condition literally come to town and pick him up, and from that point on, he never came back. He was just that good. You know, they came and did a show there, and they came, I think, into the final. I think somebody told him to come hear this guy, and they heard him play, and from that point on, picked him up. But that's just, you know, it's been a great synergy of musicians and singers there at Howard. And
you wrote a song about Howard Girls.
Indeed. Yeah.
Called Howard Girls.
You know, I married one. I have an official Howard girl into my system, but also wanted to shed light on these three other artists as well that came at the same time as me and as well as after me. Just show that it repeated itself. Like the crew of guys that I still work with, there's, you know, a lot of guys that I met my freshman year at Howard, and we built these relationships are producers on this record. So to see Brandon Hines, who graduated last year, and his team is the same way. It reminds me of me. So, you know, just see that it keeps repeating itself. And I'm sure when Donnie was there, Donnie Hathaway, the same way he had this kinship with Berta Flack, I'm sure it was built on those steps of the A building and fine arts and, you know, the cafeterias stuff like that, you know.
I want my boy to go to Howard, man.
Send him on
to walk those halls. You
send
know?
Him on. Send
He's
him
already
on.
Determined to go to college in America because his auntie lives in LA and works in the movie business and everything.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm keep that one in mind. Howard.
Yeah.
If I can get him there. Now, what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about T3 of Slum Village.
Yes.
Because recently, Bartin of Slum Village passed away. J Dilla passed away a few years back. And T3 is kind of like the last remaining character from that
founding member
of what is, you know, let's be honest, it's one of the most cherished hip hop groups that
I agree.
That has been around in the last 20 years or so. T3, you're obviously a J Dilla fan. He's pictured in your album.
Die Hard, yeah.
One of your boys is wearing a Dilla tee in on your blog. And,
right.
You know, tell me about this, man.
Well, big fan of his. I had a fortunate opportunity on my last record that Dilla produced a song called Pretty Girl. Unfortunately, he passed before the album came out. And I've known T3 and Bartin from numerous shows just throughout the years, as well as Elzai, who's the new member of the group. It's very sad that Bartin passed away. I mean, very sad that both of them passed away. And at the end of the day, I can't even think of another prominent group in any genre that has lost two of their founding members, you know, within, you know, a 5-year span. And it's like, but I think they're going to, you know, strive on, and if it only fuels it more. But, you know, J Dilla alone, every time I produce anything, when I sit at a drum machine, when I sit and do music, period, I'm channeling anything that he can inspire. I mean, I think his music changed my life.
What is it about his productions? I mean, it's that swing, isn't it? It's that,
oh, yeah,
that space that he got in the beats, right?
Yeah, it
appeals to the virtuoso as well as the hip-hop fan.
He was one who, you know, a lot of us, we quantize our like everything before that was like, except for like, I mean, Pete Rock was in my opinion a producer who didn't for those who don't know, probably say machine wise, computer wise, lock the snares and the kicks and the hi-hat to like on the dot so that it's exactly where it's precise. You know, Dilla was, I mean, exaggerated all the way. Like, I'm not quantizing anything. Everything's freehand. And then the other thing was, I mean, this guy is he played the most amazing bass lines on a drum machine, you know, my band has tried to recreate, and you find bass players who can't play his bass lines, you know, so he was, I mean, a phenomenal musician, and, you know, I think we lost, you know, one of the most innovators, and really, in my opinion, when you listen to soul music, and if you listen to hip hop right now, from the Kanye Wests and the Just Blazes and all the big producers, you know, all of them are influenced by J Dilla and learned a lot from him. I think he's probably the most innovative producer in the hip hop realm over the last 10 years.
And a music fan as well, with a basement full of tunes,
just like
you and me, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's play this tune featuring T3 of the legendary Slum Village from the album.
This is Colourful Radio.
We're talking to Aaron Robeson here on Colourful Radio, and we're in danger of blinding people with science here, Aaron, because me and you, we're like anoraks.
Right,
know?
Right.
But we do study this thing. There's an art form here, right?
Completely.
And we take in every tiny nuance, every little sample, every chop, every little ditty that goes into these songs.
Right.
And I was just having a conversation with you about this, and I was saying, you know what, it sounds so familiar. And Golden Lady by Stevie Wonder, just beautifully chopped up as though you can't even hear it. Amazing stuff.
Right.
But, excuse me, that obviously, you know, we're demonstrating what deep music fans we are.
Right, right.
And I'm sure there are plenty of people that are listening out there that know the music just like we do. But this album is a celebration of soul music. It really is. It's kind of, what can I say? You're holding the torch here, and where others have long since stuffed the torch in a big bucket of water and walked on to a new, somewhat drab existence, you are really holding the torch here. I mean, you obviously performing live, you're going to be performing live in London this weekend, aren't you? And
a
little birthday tribute and tribute in general to Michael Jackson at a jazz cafe, right?
Matter of fact, and my good friend Fonte from my Been in Love fame, and he's with Little Brother and Foreign Exchange, will be coming and performing that as well. So Saturday, Sundays, we're just going to turn it into a mic and just celebrate his life and all the work that he gave us through his whole entire life, you know. And then I'll be back in October to do this album. I'm bringing the band, and we're doing a full-out tour starting October 8th at Jazz Cafe.
And you've been touring around the States a lot. Do you take your own band with you, or do you hook up with local guys wherever you go?
Very rarely we do local cast, but I have my own set band, and we pretty much travel everywhere and just plug in and play, you know. So we're now we're starting the rehearsals for the new songs and the new show, and we're changing everything up. And by come October, we're starting the tour in late September. So come by October, we get here, we'll be a well-oiled machine.
Bunch of guys listening to us right now, Ero, in Dusseldorf. Guys from Sweden, Germany, Holland, Austria. Just say hi to them for us, man.
What's up, people in Germany, Austria, where do you say? Stockholm, Sweden. Shout out to all of y'all. How y'all doing?
That's especially from AD, who's enjoying the music. And also, I've got some requests here for you just to sing something a cappella from one of your tracks, just to demonstrate what a beautiful voice you got. And these are coming in from ladies, I might add. Well, you know, it's a no-brainer. Please ask Ero to sing anything a cappella. Just a couple of lines from any track from Lana. You do it.
Well, Lana, how you doing? Let me see. What song am I going to sing for you?
I'll tell you what. I was going to ask you about this song, She.
Yes.
It's a beautiful soul song on the album. How about something from that?
I woke up this morning and noticed that she's not here. Boom. If last night was a dream, then life is so unfair. Dun, dun, boom, boom. What is it? I just wrote the songs. I dug my face in the pillow and suddenly smelled her hair. Dun, boom, boom. As I heard her footsteps coming back up the stairs,
Yeah, give it up for Ero. Robson live. You see, that's pure talent. That's raw talent right there.
Oh, thank you.
And that particular song, according to your sleeve notes, you've had it in the can for a while. And it was co-written with Ocean Lade, who's another DJ producer who has been around for quite a while. And I first heard one of your songs, Early Doors, where you did, you know, you worked over house beats as well R&B beats, as Ero on the house beats for Ocean Lade on the Yoruba Soul label and stuff. Are you going to be doing some more of that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I think you hooked up with Ian Friday, DJ out of New York as well.
Indeed. And as well as last time I was in London, I actually worked with an artist. What is his name? His name K Swift, a Japanese producer who actually recorded his album here in London, and we did two house tracks for M Swift, and and we had a great time recording those records while we were here. I love house music as well, and now, you know, Ocean Lade had moved very, very far from the States at one point, so now that he moves closer back, I think we were already talking about it. Saying very good friends, man, and he's, I mean, talking about a music fan, like, the dude is just so knowledgeable and so giving of information. And anytime you're around him, it just becomes contagious. And you just want that kind
he's
of energy.
He's got an incredible story as well. I mean, he ended up in Santorini in the middle of the Greek island somewhere, just living in an absolutely picturesque, beautiful place, just
beautiful.
Writing music with a keyboard and a Mac and putting it out there. And now I think he's in Canada or something.
Right.
But it'd be great to see you do some more dance music like that, you know, some more house beats, because you just got that voice. And the real singers are there. The singers are in Soulful House right now, man. That's where they sang, and their singers are there.
right. Well, I need to get on and sing for them, you know, because they are asking for it.
So we got some words for you, because apparently if we sling a word at you, you can freestyle.
Indeed.
Is that right?
Indeed.
So Ben's emailed us, seasoning.
Get so wait, so it. So should I do it to what is this music playing in the backdrop?
There's a little bit of Universal Magnetic, Mos Def. You can freestyle over this if you like.
Let's turn it up a little bit.
All right,
turn it up a little bit. Okay, and
seasoning.
Okay, so let's just understand. Let's work this out. So you're gonna say the word, and as you say the word, then I'll. Okay.
All right. Let's take it from the top one more time.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Seasoning.
Here we go. Turn it up just a little. I guess now I'm in the seasoning. Summertime now, I just like seasoning. The song, hey, now is just like chicken. Oh man, I hope everybody out there listen. Cause I wanna add a little salt, I add a little pepper. Hey now, I can freestyle forever. Hey now, I don't consider this clever. I don't really act all cocky, no, never. I just take the words that you present. And whenever you're ready, I let's go some more.
Bacon.
Hey, I want some more bacon for breakfast. Hey, I love it with some pancakes and eggs. Sitting with a young lady with some lovely legs. Oh man, I just wanna take in all the smell of effervescent like you was cooking bacon.
Dust.
I'm awakened. Hey, and then I wipe off the dust. Hey, buy my album, come on, it is a must. Check it out, you know I just gotta bust this rhyme every single time, man. I just climb out the things that I love to just sing.
Torpedo.
And we shoot like a torpedo. Hey, that was neato. I like that word. Now check it out. Sometimes the song is absurd, but I like to go swimming. Maybe even just dipping. I maybe even go faster than a man over women. Maybe even swim like a torpedo, but I'd never wear a Speedo.
All right, last one. A young lady by the name of Kim. Small Kim, her name is. Kim.
Small Kim.
Yeah. Not hey. Lil' Kim, Small Kim.
Okay, yeah, we cannot mix up with her or him. Shout out to girl Small Kim. And maybe not little, or maybe just a little. And check it out, I'm gonna give you a riddle. Who is the girl from Brooklyn that rhymes? Not this girl on that screen. I mean, we wanna talk about Slim. I mean Small. Hey, every single all. The girl's name Kim. It's the man Eric Robinson sitting with him on this Colorful Radio. Yes, sirree.
Whoa, that's pure freestyling there. Yeah, there were lyrics. There were like hip hop lyrics coming out, but there's unmistakably the voice of Eric Robeson doing your thing there, man. That was brilliant. And do you do that live as well? You can get the audience to shout at you.
Yeah, we
what's some of the most bizarre things they've come up with?
You know, the more bizarre, the better.
The better, yeah.
You know, I was reminded of a Jazz Cafe show where the words were George Bush, spaghetti, and rugby. And it was really one of the memorable. And the funny thing is, as soon as they said it, I remembered the song. Rarely, as soon as the song is done, I usually forget it. But you know, there's always some fun stuff, and you try to get a lot of times you know, I like to eat, so a lot of food is often mentioned, biscuits and mangoes and all kind of stuff. So we just have a lot of fun, and I always say that, you know, it's only as good as the words given, and people always give a good word.
I was gonna say George Bush, but I wanted to keep it clean. So.
Oh yeah, it might have got a little rough.
Yeah. So we got our president now, President Obama. I mean, yes. Now he's in the middle of his administration doing his thing. Is he coming through? It's going to be tough, isn't it?
He's definitely coming through.
It must have been happy days for you when he was voted in.
It's, you know, it's just a turning of the times, you know, and in all honesty, it just shows how young America is changing, you know, because there's a lot of people there who do not want him to be president, but people are understanding. They just want the best president they can have, whether he's black or white. And he has uphill battle just because there's so many problems. The economy is really messed up. Healthcare is in shambles, and you know, they have to get that sorted out. And he's trying to balance the favors of the Democrats and the rebellious attitude of the Republicans. So it's a little tricky, but you know, he's the best man for the job. I can't see another. I can't imagine if Bush was in another 4 years. Might as well just move us all here.
Make sure you send him a copy of the CD, all right?
Will do. Will do.
Because I know that Obama is rocking, you know, neo soul up there in the White House, and he's going to be feeling the album. So
yeah, his wife actually mentioned that she listens to Anthony David, a good friend of mine. Yeah, she mentioned that he's in her iPod, which I was like, that was a big compliment.
You can look at Michelle and you just know what she's rocking to.
Right.
For sure. It's Eric Robeson here live on Colorful Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure. And the new CD is called Music Fan First. You've got to get it. It's on Dome Records. That's a nice relationship that's working out quite well for you,
great.
Isn't it?
I'm learning a lot.
Is this your sort of second studio collab?
Third. We did a Greatest Hits album called The Collection of my previous works, and then left, and this is the third.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I'm going
to
finish up by asking you one more thing. According to your sleeve notes again, you're going to put out a book of poetry.
Well, you know,
are you thinking about it?
You know, it's funny. I'll show you. You know, unfortunately, people on the screen can't see, but all of these are songs and poems. And we can
scrolling through the BlackBerry.
I can just scroll and keep scrolling. So then,
hang on, you've done about 50 songs, and we're only down to F.
We're at F right now. We're at I, right? So, you know, and it just all goes. You know, and just keeps going, and then I have pads. I just have words laying on around. So at some point, I think half this album were poems. I remember when Peter and Santosh and I went to a Stevie Wonder concert. I mean, we went to eat before, and I was jotting down lyrics on my phone while we were at eating, and I think that was I wrote "How Could She Do It?" At that restaurant before the Stevie Wonder concert, you know, in my phone. And then at that point you're juggling syllables to try to figure out how to make it all work, you know. So I would like to do that. A poetry book, I think, is in the near future.
And you're going to be performing live at the Jazz Cafe, as we said, this weekend with the Michael Jackson tribute.
Yes.
Is that Saturday and Sunday? And
that's Saturday and Sunday.
With Fonte in the house from Lil Brother.
Yeah,
and
we're all doing
Foreign Exchange.
Michael Jackson's having a good time and everything. And tonight also we have my official album release party at Traffic Bar. And I just want everybody to come out and just have a good time. We're going to really...
Everyone's welcome?
Yeah, everyone's welcome.
And where's Traffic Bar?
Traffic Bar is at Victoria House in Vernon Place.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll recap on the details on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, that's the official launch today.
Yeah.
And get it, music out, Music Fan First, the album from Ero. Thank you very much, Ero, for coming by.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to finish
up
on this this tribute, which is called Celebrate, which I think you've had around for a while, but of course you added Michael Jackson into it.
Yeah,
it's a celebration of the great soul artists that have passed.
There's not an artist out there who can even dare say they weren't
influenced. Yeah. Ero, thanks for passing by, man.
Thank you for having me, man. We got to continue this convo later on.
This is Colorful Radio.